say?
Working hard.
I would say that he was, I don't know.
Or maybe some expression that had to do with what he's doing with the wood. He's just hauling wood.
Hauling.
Say something
okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
What about let's say a tree had fallen across the road, blocking your way, you might have to take a rope and try to do what to get that thing off?
Pull it off.
Pull, or you might say maybe drag it off.
Kind of drag. Haul it off.
What about that word drag? The past form of yesterday you
dragged,
and you
have dragged.
What about asking you about fields a minute ago. What do you say you do when you break up the ground in a field for planting?
Plow.
Is there a particular type of plow that's used to break up the ground the first time?
Yeah, there's all different kinds, but I don't know what they are. Breaking plow. And then the hair, and there's a cult mulcher now, and there's all kinds of stuff, but I don't know what they use when. But I do know that the breaking plow has very sharp things that go in and they break it up the first time. And then they've got different kinds, so the blades are turned off at an angle and everything, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, what about getting back to the wagon for just a minute? It's that kind of shaft that goes on the wagon that the wheels turn on. That's the
axle.
Have you ever seen these wooden frames that carpenters use? The ends of them are kind of shaped like the letter A.
Mm-hmm.
Horses. Is there something similar to that? Another wooden frame, except it's shaped like the letter X. You might place a log right in the middle of it, saw off in.
I don't know what that's called, though. I've seen that. What's it called?
Have you ever heard of it called the sawbuck?
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
I've heard the term, but I didn't know that it applied to that.
Okay. Or when you get up in the morning, the things that you use on your hair, you might use a comb or a
brush.
And you say you're
brushing your hair.
And when men used to shave with these straight razors, they would sharpen the razor on this long leather thing.
Uh-huh.
What was that called?
Leather strap. Granddaddy called it a strop.
Oh. Strop.
Uh-huh.
And what about if you were going to load a shotgun, you put a shell in it, what would you put in a pistol or a rifle? Load anything else you read that called? Well, let's say if you have a tape player in your car, what do you call the... So you have you're gonna put a tape. What is it?
Put a tape. What
is it? You know those plastic things that have the reels of tape inside.
Uh-huh.
That play.
Uh-huh.
What do you call those things?
Just a tape. Cassette.
I don't know. Trying to say cartridge.
Oh.
You're,
yeah, cartridge. Yeah.
Okay. What about these things that the children play on? Wooden board, two kids can sit on the end.
Seesaw.
What do you say you're doing?
Seesawing.
Or what about one that's maybe a long board that would go around instead of up and down?
I don't know. Merry-go-round. But I don't think that's really a merry-go-round.
You ever heard that called a flying jet? Have you ever heard of maybe a board anchored on both ends? It would be pretty limber, so that the kid could just go down on the middle.
Yes. Being what a mess. What? That was good.